Hey everyone, it's Jason. Just wanted to give a quick heads up about this episode. We are still in quarantine mode here at CoServe. And so this episode, even though we're all in the same company and often can just go downstairs to talk to our linemen, we're all remote. And so we weren't able to have interviews in person. So the audio quality this episode isn't the greatest. It's not what we'd like it to be, but it is what it is given the situation that we're in. Hopefully it's not too distracting for you. And we really appreciate you guys listening in. Here's the show.
My name is Matt Honey. I'm a journeyman lineman at CoServe. I've been a lineman there for about 6 years. One of my favorite stories from out in the field here at CoServe was we were working out in the rain one day. We were doing some work changing out a pole. And one of the guys went and got an umbrella out of his truck and just followed our foreman around for a good 20 or 30 minutes to keep the rain off of his head. You know, you got to take care of your foreman. I'll never forget that.
My name's Dustin Bailey. I'm an A1 lineman. I've been at CoServe for almost 5 years. My most memorable story from the field would probably be when we got called out to help the other co-ops down in South Texas for the hurricane. Just to see all the damage that was done so quickly in the storm and everything. And it was just awesome to see all the different co-ops and everybody come together and just how fast that we got that back on for all those people down there.
My name is Eric Antonio Dimas. I'm a 5-year apprentice lineman, A1. My most memorable story will be just working out on the field during storms, just seeing how happy people are whenever you get the lights back on. The feeling of accomplishment is really rewarding.
I think being a lineman at any company, you have to be a servant. We kind of put our life on hold whenever bad weather or things like that happen. We just stop what we're doing, go out, get in our trucks, and get the lights back on. We do it not because we have to, but because we genuinely love being able to provide that service that not a lot of other people can do in this world.
Everyone, welcome back to As a Meter of Fact with CoServe. I'm Jason Kress.
And I'm Sarah Ellis. In our previous episode, we talked a lot about critters that infiltrate our substations, particularly snakes. And just as a little sidebar, we talked about the technologies that are helping us keep those little guys out of substations and keep the lights on for everybody. But let's also just remember, no snakes were harmed in the making of that episode.
Yes, rubber snakes too. So, yeah.
Let's get started with today's episode. We're going to talk about the heart and soul of CoServe, our employees, particularly our linemen. Without them, we wouldn't be able to keep the power on at your home, your favorite restaurant, your gym, maybe even your office.
For reals, if Pizzeria Testa, my favorite pizza place in downtown Frisco, had no power, I'd be pretty sad.
I would really like pizza right now. Jason, thank you.
That's great. Yeah, they do takeout during this whole pandemic thing. So, you know.
Oh, good.
Get some takeout, bring it home.
Perfect. You heard from several of our linemen at the top of this episode, and you're going to hear more. But before we get to that, we should probably answer the question that's on everybody's mind. What is a lineman? Now, when most people think of the term lineman, they might think of a football player. Offensive lineman, defensive lineman.
It kind of sounds like someone who waits in a lot of lines.
Yeah, maybe like someone who's just taking turns going on all the rides at Disney World.
Yeah, like that's their job for a living. It's like just to stay in lines, wait for the rides. Yeah. Makes sense.
There is like a service in New York, I think, that you can actually have people wait in line for you.
Whoa.
Yeah. You know how people just wait in lines or they used to before, pre-pandemic. They used to like wait in line for bagels or something. You could have, you could pay someone to wait in line.
The lines are still there. They just are longer because they're 6 feet, you know, in between each person. So
exactly. What linemen or line workers actually do is work on the power lines and electric equipment that power homes and communities. This involves a lot of training. CoServe has a 6-year training program, and you start out as a lineman ground trainee. Here's a basic kind of description for a lineman GT. It's the entry-level position. They work outdoors 95% of the time in all types of weather conditions and environmental conditions.
Even storms?
Yes, just like our lineman Eric said at the beginning of this show. Our linemen take safety seriously, so they usually don't climb poles when it's hailing or lightning, but sometimes they have to get out there in the pouring rain, the bitter cold, ice, snow, in between storms, or right after they roll through, so they can restore power to affected neighborhoods.
That is some serious service right there.
Yeah.
Seriously. I love thunderstorms, but I usually prefer to experience them from the balcony of my apartment, not a 45-foot pole.
And let's not forget about the Texas summer heat. That can be a serious safety issue, too.
And around here, it means that the linemen have to be safe 12 months a year because it's hot 9 months and the other 3 months is cold. So,
exactly. Linemen also work in potentially hazardous conditions caused by pets, wildlife, poison oak, poison ivy, and insect stings in or near the work sites.
Pets, I just imagine like, oh man, I'm distracted by that adorable puppy in that person's backyard, but I'm trying to work on a line.
Right. A fluffy golden retriever. That'd be my problem. Yeah. As I'd be like, oh, look, a kitty.
No, but usually it's other stuff like, heck, you'd say snakes, right?
We're never going to be over snakes, are we?
Hopefully we will be.
Well, linemen might be most famous for one particular task, climbing poles. I don't know if our listeners are as familiar with linemen's equipment, but they wear these big belts and it's got their equipment and their hand tools and everything to keep them safely strapped to the pole. And those things can weigh 40 to 50 pounds.
Whoa. So it sounds like if you're afraid of heights and working out, this line of work may not be for you.
If you're afraid of heights, you're in the wrong line of business. Whether you're climbing poles or in a bucket, you know.
That's crew supervisor Andrew Pierce, one of the linemen here at CoServe.
You can't be afraid of heights because climbing the pole or riding up in the bucket, you're just getting to your office up there. Once you get up there is when your work begins. You know what I mean? So you got to be able to focus on the task at hand. You know, climbing is just like, you know, walking up the stairs to your office. That's the way I kind of look at it.
That makes sense, since the team area for me, Sarah, and the other communication folks is on the second floor. It's where we work, and we both usually take the stairs.
Considering the amount of bags I carry into the office, I would love to be able to get in a bucket and skip the stairs completely.
Maybe we can talk to HR about getting one of them installed.
I would love that. I would absolutely love that. Hard work and danger aside, being a line worker is a really rewarding career. One last fact about line workers, in the U.S., they are 99.2% male.
Whoa.
Yeah. So ladies, get with it.
Great facts as always, Sarah. Thank you. So here's my next question. What does a typical day look like for a line worker?
Usually, you know, not here recently, but usually we come in and get a cup of coffee, get with my guys, do timesheets, and discuss with them what we're going to be doing for the day. And, you know, go about our business and get the jobs done that we have.
One side note, the reason why he said not recently is because our crews are taking precautions to prevent the spread of COVID-19. No more group huddles before they head out on their daily duties.
Another CoServe lineman, Ryan Anderson, agreed. While there are some consistencies, there's really no such thing as a typical day in the line working field.
You know, it changes based on weather. If it's raining outside, we're going to kind of look at what's going on and, you know, maybe we're running outages that day. Or if it's a perfectly good day, then we have something planned. We can go set some poles or we got some maintenance work. You know, it really just depends on what jobs we picked up for that day or if we're working on the job.
CoServe linemen keep things fun, but they also keep each other safe.
Safety is the number one concern on the job. Since CoServe started in the 1930s, we've seen changes that have made the job safer for line workers.
Significantly safer. I mean, I don't know that I'd want to be a lineman.
To give some background, linemen are frequently at risk because of the dangers of energized power lines. High voltage electricity can cause serious injury and can even be fatal. Between the 1890s and the 1930s, line work was considered one of the most dangerous professions in existence. And it's pretty sobering to see the stats where one out of every three linemen were killed on the job back then.
Things have become much safer, but the risk remains. Electrical power line installers and repairs came in at number 11 on a 2018 report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
But Ryan and Andrew both said this is where CoServe shines. Not only do we have high safety standards, but the guys also look out for each other.
It's pretty awesome to be in a job where you know someone's going to have your back. And there's a handful of jobs out there that you do have to look out for each other every day. And this is one. We always look out for each other. It literally is like working with your brothers, because you'll have arguments and you'll get into it. But at the end of the day, if it's something about safety, you're going to look out for each other. Everybody I've worked with, they're all 100% invested in being safe.
Looking out for each other goes beyond safety. There's a legit camaraderie among our linemen.
You're with them more than you're with your family sometimes.
Even outside of work, we help each other out. You know, if somebody needs help at the house or whatever, you know, we're always willing to lend a helping hand, you know, and that's even for the members, you know. That's one of the things that I like the most about being out and about and being a lineman, and you're always out in the community, so you always have a chance to help people when nobody expects it. You know, you just happen to be at the right place at the right time, and you feel really good about yourself, about, you know, what you do and the impact that you have on the community.
They even have their own lineman lingo.
Lineman lingo? Is that a real thing?
I'd say it's a thing, and it's almost to the point where there's different lingo for each place you go to. Just about every lineman has a way that they call things.
Lineman lingo is their way of describing pieces of equipment in fun terms. For example,
kettle,
chicken wing,
H-tap,
walking crab,
squeeze on,
goat skin,
WR-259,
pickle fork,
buttons or bugs,
diaper,
pig nut,
candy grabbers.
Oh man, there's so much out there.
How many of those did you make up, Sarah?
I made up none of those. We did a little research, and those are some of the ones that are popular around the country.
Well, fun. Although, I am very curious what a goatskin is.
I guess you'll have to ask your local lineman.
I wonder if any of the new linemen ever have a difficult time learning all these new words.
You get a new guy who doesn't know, and then you ask him to go get you something that doesn't exist. A lot of times, you'll hear a lot of the guys ask for a wire stretcher. Yeah, there's no such thing.
Got him. I bet they hate that. They're like, dang it, not again.
Yeah. Someone somewhere calls it that, I guarantee you.
Finally, we asked Ryan and Andrew, if you could share something with the people and communities they served, what would you say?
We work as hard as we can to get the lights back on. If it's raining, we're out there. It doesn't matter. Lightning. We all have families, and we get called out in the middle of the night, so... Yeah, power travels faster than us, unfortunately. Otherwise, we'd be there, you know, faster. But as soon as the lights go off, you know, that's as quick as we can get out there.
What I took away from our conversations with Ryan and Andrew is they and the rest of our crews often go above and beyond what's asked of them to serve our CoServe members.
This one instance, they set a temporary pole, and they didn't have any wire. He didn't have enough wire. I had a little bit of extra wire on my truck, and I told him, I said, well, I'll run it down in there and hook it up for you. That way you don't have to go back to the store, because, you know, it was only like 10 foot of wire. And, you know, when I did that, they were really, really appreciative of it. You know, it makes you feel good. It makes you feel like you done, you know, you went that extra step for the member.
We just want the best experience for the member. There's no excuse. We're going to go out and we're going to do what we can. And that's kind of the motto at CoServe.
These guys are really fantastic, and we're grateful for every single one of them.
Absolutely. Now, Sarah, I know you usually share the fun facts around here, but I have one for you this time. Did you know that all the CoServe service trucks have a microwave on board?
Whoa, what? Like a limo?
Yeah, like a limo with an extendable bucket seat.
Wait, so the trucks really have microwaves?
Yes, and they're incredibly convenient when the linemen are in the field, especially in rural parts of our service area.
And the guys can, you know, they can attest to that. You're up in Era and there's a Subway or a chicken place, and that's it.
If the next generation of Tesla vehicles had microwaves on board, I think that that would pretty much be the coolest car around. Wouldn't you agree, Sarah?
I think so. It'll definitely play out better than the unbreakable glass. Good job.
Oh, shots fired.
Shots fired. I'm sorry. Lineman Appreciation Day is celebrated in April, but we think every day is a good day to appreciate these workers, so we've been saluting them all month on our website and our social media channels. You can also see a photo of all our current linemen on Instagram or our other social media accounts. And for the record, that photo was shot earlier this year before COVID-19 and all the social distancing we're doing as a result.
Sierra, are there any plans for a Lineman of CoServe calendar coming out anytime soon? Is that something we're...
Unfortunately, no calendar is in the works at this time, Jason.
All right. Well, if the fans ask for it, we'll see what we can do. This episode was hosted by Jason Kress and Sarah Ellis.
It was produced by Oscar Martinez.
We're mixed by yours truly, Jason Kress.
Special thanks to Ryan Anderson, Andrew Pierce, Brandy Wheat, and all the CoServe linemen who sent in their stories.
Also thanks to Ken Altman, our photographer, for taking the fantastic photo of our linemen.
We're sponsored by CoServe, an electric and gas distribution company serving North Texas.
We'll see you guys soon.
Catch you later.